From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alabama farmers facing continued market disruptions associated with COVID-19 may be eligible for additional financial assistance through the second phase of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. CFAP 2 will include up to $14 billion in direct support for ag producers. The USDA will use funds from the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act and the Coronavirus Aid, Resources, and Economic Security Act to support row crops, livestock, specialty crops, dairy, poultry, aquaculture, and additional commodities. CFAP 2 applications are due December 11th at USDA Farm Service Agency offices. Find a list of eligible commodities at farmers.gov/CFAP. Cattle organizations from around the country sent letters to Senate Ag Committee Pat Roberts and House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson pushing for support of S-4647 and H.R. 8557, the proposed Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2020. The letter says both measures represent a balanced approach between providing key information and transparency for cattle producers while maintaining confidentiality for the packing sector. The European Union is moving to raise environmental food and safety standards for agriculture under its farm-to-fork strategy, which would eventually apply to food imports, too. Mercatus Center economist Christine McDaniel says if the EU goes down this road in a WTO-consistent way, it will be because farmers and food producers to figure out how to meet European consumer demand. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.